What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the clown doll that could talk in a man's voice.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it? You can call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at any time at realghoststoriesonline.com. But if you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber, do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's with me today. I'm
clowns.
Telling you.
Clowns.
Clown dolls.
Clowns. Clowns and clown dolls. And oh my gosh. You know, I think I was about 5 or 6 years old, and we were living in Massachusetts at Westover Air Force Base. And my parents, I believe it was both of them, took us over to, I think it was Springfield, to see the Bozo the Clown show.
Mm-hmm.
And I got picked to be in the game.
I know.
Right. So
I
believe I had to pick up balloons and put them in a box.
You had to pick up balloons with sticks.
Yeah. And put them in a box. And the person that got the most won. Right. So there was Bozo right there. And I'm picking up balloons and I won. And I won a box of Bozo the Clown chocolate chip cookies and like a deck of Old Maid cards or something
like
that.
Which is so stupid. Like, that's not even a good prize.
But here's the thing. I've always been concerned that that was my 15 minutes of fame, being on the Bozo the Clown show.
Everything goes downhill after that.
Exactly.
It's one of my earliest memories. I remember going with you and I was so upset that I didn't get picked.
Well,
I wasn't even happy for you.
I don't know that you would have been quite as athletic as me and won. So, you know, they probably looked over and said, look at that little athlete over there. Let's put her in the balloon pickup
with
competition.
Sticks. Because it takes a true athletic child to do that. But it was a big deal to be on the Bozo the Clown show.
And but then along comes Stephen King and he just transforms our entire idea of clowns.
Well, I have.
I don't remember being particularly scared of Bozo when I was there.
No, but
then I'm like, oh my God, clowns. Now it's like horrifying.
I don't even think, though, it's Stephen King. I think there are people who are, now I think Stephen King brought in more clown phobic people. But I have friends that are just afraid of clowns. Like one of my friends, David, he is very afraid of clowns.
Oh, and it is.
It's been,
there's
got to
be a word for it, because I always ask my students, you know, like we have questions of the day and I always say, what are you most afraid of? And I will, several of them will say clowns.
I don't know if I'm going to say this right. Coulrophobia. It's C-O-U-L-R-O-phobia. Coulrophobia.
Wow. Okay, so there
brings
is
on feelings of fear when you see clowns or clown images. It's a specific phobic disorder that causes anxiety, a racing heart, nausea, and profuse sweating. Coulrophobia. I don't know why it's not called clownophobia. That seems like it would be easier, but somebody had to make up that other word.
But I get it. I mean, clowns are creepy. If you just stop back and look, they are really creepy.
And so this is a trigger warning. So if anybody has coulrophobia or coulrophobia, this is not the story for you. There's another story after this one, but the first one is not the story for you.
Okay. Now, can I tell a clown story?
Well,
I already did, but can I tell another one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was living down in Texas, and one night, I would say it's about midnight, 12:30, somewhere in there. And all of a sudden, like, I hear this, you know, like a clown, like a bicycle honk, honk, you know, honk, honk, you know, like bikes do. You had the old, like the ball on the little horn thing, right? And I'm hearing it outside of the house. And it's just kind of going past the house and it gets further away. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Like, who's doing this little honk, 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 like a clown would do, right? And I was like, that is so creepy. So I could just kind of hear it going around the block. And this every now and then I'd hear that little horn again. And so finally I hear it and it's outside of the house. And I get up. And I move over to the window so I can look out the window. And there was a street light. I lived on a corner and there was a street light at the corner. And there's this old beat up pickup there. And there's somebody dressed up like a clown. I could see him because of the street light in the pickup blowing the little horn.
How high do you have to be?
Weird. Like, you think I'm gonna dress up like a clown and go around and scare the shit out of people tonight?
Have been exactly it. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this tonight. I love dressing up like a clown and scaring
clown
people.
And I'm gonna do this new neighborhood. This one I haven't hit yet. Like, how weird. What a weird thing. But there he was, dressed up like Bozo the Clown, sitting in this old pickup. Honking that little clown horn.
I don't think I have any good clown stories.
What?
I don't.
I just rattled off two right there.
I know.
Keep up.
Okay, well, I'll just share this story then.
Okay.
So it says, I grew up in a small town in Oregon, a town primarily known for its many orchards and beautiful mountain views. My parents, my two sisters, and I, ages 6, 8, and 10 at the time, moved into an old farmhouse. When we moved in, we intended on making it our permanent home, but we quickly discovered something evil was in that house. At first, it was nothing more than creepy feelings, that feeling that someone was watching you even when you were alone. After some time, things got worse. Items in the house would rearrange themselves and things seemed to disappear. We were just kids, so my parents blamed it on us at the time. Poor kids.
Yeah, but that happens.
My father was a very strong, silent, serious man. One night around 3 a.m., my father woke up to hear a little girl giggling and running down the hallway. He told my mother that we, the girls, must have woken up to play. He had woke up early the next morning, and needless to say, he was not happy that we were awake and making noise. He got out of bed, walked across the room, and the second he reached the bedroom door, the giggling stopped. No footsteps, no laughter, the house was silent. He went into our room, assuming we had just ran in there because we had heard him get up. But when he got into our room, he found us all sound asleep, tucked in just the way they had left us that night. He returned back to bed and didn't speak about it. This happened again a few nights later. And after a few times of this happening, he explained it all to my mother. She tried to stay awake one night to see if she could hear it, and she did. They both heard the tiny steps of the laughter and of a child. At the time, they didn't tell us anything. We were only kids, and we didn't need to know until one day it involved us. My sister, who was 8 at the time, was always the shy, quiet type. She loved her stuffed animals, and in particular, she had a clown that she took everywhere with her. The strange thing is, to this day, no one can recall where or when she got the clown. That's creepy, isn't it? It's like she just has a clown. But that's weird that the parents wouldn't know where she got it. Because usually, you know, did we accidentally bring that home from a play date? How did we end up with a clown? So it says, one night when we were all in the living room watching TV, my sister wandered off into her room alone. After a while, my father got up and went to check on her and see why she left. As he approached her bedroom, he could hear her talking. He thought she was telling a story or playing with her dolls, and he wanted to hear what she was saying, so he cracked the door as quietly and carefully as possible and peeked in. That's when he saw it. My sister was sitting in front of her small vanity. Both she and the clown were sitting upright facing the mirror. My father watched them in the mirror reflection. He noticed she was speaking to her clown, and just when Dad was going to interrupt, he heard a man's voice answer back. It was the clown. It moved its mouth in reply to my sister. The second he heard that deep male voice, he shoved the door wide open, asked my sister what was going on. At that instant, the clown doll fell on its side, inanimate, and my sister denied the whole thing. My father took my sister out of the room and brought her into the living room with us. When my mother and I saw his face, we knew something was terribly wrong. He was as white as a ghost. And for the only time in our entire lives, we saw true fear in his face. He ran back into the room and went through the whole house to make sure no one had broken in. But the house was empty and the windows were all locked. There was no one inside other than us. He took the clown doll and questioned my sister, but she didn't say a word. Well, if she was that little too, that would just be terrifying. You know, she's just playing and then now she's in trouble and... She probably doesn't understand any of it.
Seems really mad about it. And, you know, she was just talking to the clown.
So later on, he explained everything to my mother and they agreed to burn the clown doll. Kathy's like, oh.
No, I mean, I guess that's good. It just seemed like a big
dramatic. And they're going to burn the clown doll and decided to ask around the neighborhood to see if anyone knew anything about the previous owners or the history of the house. They quickly discovered that every previous owner didn't live in that house too long. Fearing we would get hurt or things would continue to escalate, my parents decided the only solution was to move away, and we did. To this day, we try not to talk about it. My sister doesn't remember anything, but she is beyond terrified of clowns. When I was about 16, my parents told me all of this, and now as an adult, I've gone back once or twice to that neighborhood. I can never get myself to go in the house, but maybe one day I will. After speaking with my parents about this and reading this back to them, they reminded me of two other events that happened before I was born. It involves my mother being in a haunted house they rented, and she actually found a locked room in the house. Now, this next part's just mean. Anyway, that's a story for another time.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your time. Like,
yeah,
what?
Well, you better write back with that story.
You just send that little teaser and you don't even tell us about...
Oh, you
they
better
found
write
a
back.
Locked room in the house, in the haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because it sounds like the house that they lived in, that farmhouse, was plenty active before the clown thing. Then, you know, do you think the daughter just found, I'm going to guess, found
the clown? The clown was at the house.
In a closet.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably not in an attic because it could have been hard for a little kid to get in an attic.
Yeah, but definitely a closet.
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, man. That, you know, that is really frightening when your parents go, no, nothing for it, move.
Yep.
Burn the clown and move.
We're burning the clown down.
And then we're out of here next week. I mean, that's pretty scary.
You know that's bad when your parents do that. Because normally, so often, it's like, well, you, and like they did, it's the girls, they're up walking around and giggling, they should be in bed, I'm going to go tell them. And then it's like, whoops.
So, ooh.
I don't know. That one is creepy.
That is really creepy.
The whole idea of a clown doll talking is super creepy. And then when it's a man's voice, that's creepy.
Oh, yeah.
The ghost of some pervy clown is living through that doll. Oh. So and if that's the case, you're better off burning that damn doll.
That's interesting. Well, I'm really hoping they'll write back and let us know about this locked door. Because I have a lot of dreams about I'm somewhere, like, maybe I'm in the building back in Burlington. And all of a sudden, there's like another door or another room that I didn't know was there, you know. And then I go into it and all these, you know, bizarre things are happening or whatever. Or, you know, I just have these dreams about these additional places that, you know, I didn't know were there. It's like there's a door. So I'm anxious to find out, like, super, there's a locked room.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be so creepy? You get a house. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm one that if I get a house, I'm going to open every door. I'm going to look at
it. This makes me wonder if it was hidden somehow.
Yeah. Like, you know, the room that's in, you got to go through the bedroom and through the closet to get
into
that
closet. And there's a little door kind of behind something or other, you know? Or there was a door behind a dresser. Or I'm anxious to know, because if that has any meaning, where there's dreams of rooms you didn't know were there. You know, I have that a lot. So I need to look that up.
But I bet there's a reason for it.
I do too. I bet so. I'll look it up and I'll let you know.
Okay. So here's another story. It's from Brianna from Denver, Colorado.
Says, I love Denver.
And it says, I've always been a believer in the paranormal and have always been interested in ghosts and others' experiences, but never thought I would experience something paranormal myself. This changed in my early teen years when I had two experiences that I would like to share with you. The first experience I had was when I was 13. A little background information about my living situation. I lived with my mother, father, and sister in a small two-bedroom apartment. My parents' bedroom was on the opposite side of the apartment, so you would have to go through a hallway, the dining room, and the living room to get to my room. My sister and I shared the bedroom. The night of my first experience, I remember my family having a Bible study by the fireplace before we all went our separate ways to go to bed. Once everybody was in bed, including myself, I started getting a nervous feeling in my stomach. As a kid, I was a bit of a worry wart, so I always got nervous and didn't think much about the feelings I had. As I was lying down, I couldn't shake the feeling as it got worse. I remember laying there facing the wall, unable to sleep. Finally, I turned around to face the rest of the room. That's when I saw a tall, skinny man lying on the floor. This part's really weird. So I was a tall, skinny man lying on the floor with what looked like a sniper rifle.
Oh, kind of in
like a war, like he's in combat.
Yeah, like he's down on the ground.
Yes.
Like pointing at somebody. Okay.
I can remember him lying on the floor wearing what looked like navy blues, making eye contact with me. It was the look on his face that seemed like anger and confusion. I was terrified, and at that age, I only thought to pull the covers over my head and pray. I lay there for about 30 seconds, but it seemed like much longer. The nervous feeling left my stomach and I pulled the covers off of my head to find out that the man was no longer there. I fell asleep soon after. My second experience happened about a year and a half after my first experience. When I was a kid, my father battled cancer when I was in the fourth grade and then again when I was a freshman in high school. Oh, this part is so sad. Unfortunately, my father passed away from cancer the second time he got sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I can't even when you're a kid. We lost our dad when we were in our 30s. And ugh.
Yeah.
My father and I were extremely close, so I took his death very hard. For a couple of weeks after he passed, I had a hard time sleeping in my own bed, so I'd sleep in my mom's bed with her. One night, my mom stayed the night at a friend's house because her friend had a little too much to drink at the bar, so she wanted to make sure that she was safe. My sister was staying at our friend Ashley's house for the night, so I was alone in the house. I ended up crawling into my mom's bed so I could lie next to where my father had laid before. As I lay there unable to sleep, I opened my eyes and saw what looked like a black mass standing next to the far side of the bed. I watched the black mass walk from the far side of the bed to the end, around to the other side of the bed where I was lying, then go into the bathroom attached to the room. I stared at the bathroom for a while and nothing came back. I just remember laying there and feeling comforted rather than fearful or uncomfortable. I can't be positive, but I have a feeling that it was my father wanting to say goodbye to me or showing me that he is still here for me. I haven't had any experiences since seeing what I thought was my father. I still get that nervous feeling in my stomach, but nothing unexplainable. I really appreciate you reading my stories. I apologize if my stories seem drawn out or long. I would love to get some feedback about my experiences. Thank you again for all the work you do, Brianna. So I'm going to say on that second story, if you have a feeling that's your dad, then that's what I'm going to go with.
Oh, I think so too.
Because you would know. You know the feeling. Mm-hmm.
I agree. And she wasn't afraid of it. She just sensed it there. She was comfortable. She recognized it was, something, paranormal, but felt comforted by it. So I'm with you. I'm 100% there. I say, yeah, your dad. Now the other one, where we've got the sniper.
What the hell was that?
This has this little bit of feel, and I don't know why when you were reading it, I felt like this. But, I've always believed in this bigger collective conscious that there's, in some way, if we can get on the same path the same level as someone else, then we can connect to them and see them no matter where they are in the world or what's going on. And I felt like when she said he seemed surprised to see her.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed surprised to be him. Somehow I get the sense this was a real person in active duty that, had maybe just been sitting there focused on something and then had somehow connected to her.
That's deep.
Because sometimes I think, if we're just, kind of spacing out a little bit and then all of a sudden we hear somebody talk and we go, what, I always think it's just that we kind of got on that same wave as some one other person.
So could it be like a parallel universe that somehow you crossed over into for a split second?
Could be a parallel universe, but it could be this exact same world. You just happened on the same wavelength as someone else.
Who just happens to be lying on their stomach with a rifle getting ready to shoot somebody.
Or anything else, whatever people do. I just think it could happen. Usually I think about it with hearing someone. And, I think I'm hearing that somebody is thinking something or whatever. But what if it's, that they actually could see each other?
Mm-hmm. And, the nervous feeling in her stomach. When I get in a place where I feel there's something there, my heart starts racing. So it's a little more like panic attacky feeling, like my heart starts racing, my breathing gets really shallow. It's weird. And I wonder if with her, that nervous feeling in her stomach is like a reaction to that as well.
Oh, I would think so.
So, so next time you get that nervous feeling, kind of think about like where you're at. Could there be something around that you can't see? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but always pay attention to that when you feel it. Well, all I know is that I do not want to wake up in the middle of the night and see a Navy sniper laying in my
pointing
bedroom.
A gun at me.
Like, get out of here, you and your damn parallel universe stuff. So if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stop and sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stopping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.